Divers succeeded in rescuing 12 boys and their football coach from a cave in Thailand where they had become trapped by a flash flood. One Thai Navy diver died in the operation.
Torrential rain caused flooding and landslides in South Japan, claiming some 200 lives.
Mike Pompeo, America's Secretary of State, said that talks with North Korea about surrendering its nuclear weapons had gone well. But North Korea said America's demands were gangsterish, prompting fears that it was already backpedaling on its commitment to disarm. Ethiopia and Eritrea declared peace, ending a state of war that had lasted 2 decades. Ethiopia is to give back the town of Badme, whose disputed ownership was a cause of the war, and should gain access to Eritrea's Red Sea ports. The deal has won plaudits for Ethiopia's dynamic new Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed, whereas Eritrea's ultra-repressive leader, Isaias Afwerki, may find it harder to keep his grip.
Duduzane Zuma, the son of South Africa's former president Jacob Zuma, appeared in court on charges relating to bribery. The charges are the first in relation to a series of scandals that led to Mr. Zuma being forced out of office.
The UN said that South Sudan's army may have committed war crimes, including mass rapes and the murder of civilians during an offensive. The country has suffered a brutal civil war since 2013.
Aided by Russia, Syria's army recaptured the Nasib crossing with Jordan as it advanced on rebel-held enclaves. Jordan feared another refugee influx but welcomed the anticipated reopening of what had been the main land route from Turkey to the Gulf after 3 years of closure.